The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I want you. I need you.
I want you to be my tonight.
There's Vince Neil. Got caught in a little fisticuffs with his buddy. Nicholas Cage out in Vegas. Folks, if you didn't know, that was a staged event. Motley Crue launched their career with staged fights and suitcases full of porn at the border with Canada, you name it. He wants a piece of the action. Ought to ask Nicholas Cage what that little stingray tattoo on his ankle means. Nobody knows what that means. I do. Not that I even care. He was a good actor, though. When he actually wants to be. You can tell when he's mailing it in, though. Man, he did that movie, Joe. And other than not getting the Texas accent perfectly, I literally know people that drive the exact blue Chevy truck 20 years ago. And act exactly the same with the exact same weirdness with people's sides of their houses caved in and deer hanging up. I mean, that movie freaked me out because around our ranch, they've got pine farms and stuff with the, I mean, they made that in Bastrop, which is the Lost Pines. It's in central Texas and the glacier didn't knock them down. And then these Texas is the same pines. But it's actually recreated what's in East Texas there, and it is unbelievable. I mean, that's like a documentary. It's so good. And people just kill each other for fun. It's exactly the same. Okay, I am digressing, aren't I? I've got this really important clip here. Hillary claims charge that her policies led to the rise of ISIS beyond absurd. Again, that's like saying that Sylvester being a black and white cat in Looney Tunes is absurd and the Tweety Bird is yellow. Or the Yosemite Sam hates rabbits. It is another total inversion of reality to her mindless flock of miscreants. Here it is.
Jeff Weaver, Senator Sanders' campaign manager, said that your foreign policy and you support a foreign policy that helped give rise to the creation of ISIS.
Well, that is beyond absurd. And, you know, they're saying a lot of things these days, and I'm just going to let them say whatever they choose to say. But ISIS was primarily the result of the vacuum in Syria caused by Assad, first and foremost, aided and abetted by Iran and Russia. So I think that let's put responsibility where it belongs.
Okay, so the people that didn't do it, the people who tried to stop it, you caused Libya, you then invaded from Libya with the same troops into Iraq and then up into Syria. It's all on record. You're like the commanding general of Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Obama admits his biggest mistake was Libya. They wanted to be a failed state, so it wasn't a mistake. They're just acting like they're sorry for killing hundreds of thousands of people and putting Al-Qaeda in charge. So let's go ahead and play Obama saying his biggest mistake was, I guess, Hillary's biggest victory. Here it is. We're pulling it up right now. Here it is. Obama. It's the next clip. My worst mistake was not... Here it is. Let's go ahead and play it.
Best day in the White House.
The day that we passed health care reform. And we sat out on the Truman balcony with all the staff that had worked so hard on it.
Aww.
And I knew what it would mean for the families that I'd met who didn't have health care.
Worst day in the White House.
The day we traveled up to Newtown after Sandy Hook.
No explanation needed there.
No.
Biggest accomplishment?
Saving the economy from a Great Depression.
Worst mistake?
Probably failing to plan for the day after what I think was the right thing to do in intervening in Libya.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formed called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Amen. Last night at 10:30, that baby of mine wouldn't let me in, so move it on over.
I'm just doing a few more minutes to finish that Obama clip. It's pretty important. And then throw it to Paul Joseph Watson joining us from London, England. And there is Paul Watson right there on screen for TV viewers. A lot of listeners hear me talking about see this, see that. We have a big, giant radio audience. It's still bigger than our TV audience. But I pioneered in the last 17 years of 21 years on air to not just have a webcam, but really to have a news show. Back then, I said it once a week to the radio, 5 days a week, to show people what I was talking about so they could actually see it for themselves. It adds a whole nother dimension to this. So we're going to Paul Watson here in just a moment. But finishing up this Obama clip from Fox News, where he's walking around a library with one of the reporters, and he's talking about he's most proud of Obamacare, the biggest screw job ever written by foreign insurance companies that made a 47% increased profit the first year. Globally, just off our backs. Globally, their profits went up. Total screw job, doubling and triple pricing, was already free health care for people that had emergencies and charity care. Now that's still there, but run by the government. And then he says his greatest accomplishment was also stopping a Great Depression. So he's most proud of Obamacare. Greatest accomplishment was stopping a depression. I thought there was no big deal in 2008. By the way, we're still where we were. We had a whole stack of news about the global meltdown and central banks and the IMF and World Bank saying negative interest rates are needed and all this craziness. But then he says Libya was something, you know, that he's ashamed of because they didn't do something after. They want failed states in Libya and Syria and Egypt and everywhere. They're the ones overthrowing it. They're the ones running ISIS. And then Hillary gets up there and says, it's Russia and Iran that run ISIS. Russia and Iran are attacking ISIS. ISIS is Sunni. Iran's Shiite, they're arch enemies. Saudi Arabia runs al-Qaeda and ISIS. But Hillary thinks you're dumb. So, this is insane. I mean, and she's just like a giggling demon, just like Kim Jong-un. She's a nobody but a big fat piece of trash who's willing to be evil. And now they're suspending elections here. And saying they'll appoint who runs. This is the Politburo. So let's go to the club.
Biggest accomplishment.
Saving the economy from a Great Depression.
Worst mistake.
Probably failing to plan for the day after what I think was the right thing to do in intervening in Libya.
I mean, what a joke. Oh, they messed up in Libya. It's like you go to somebody's house and pour gasoline all over it and light it and burns it down and goes, I thought I was building another wing. I messed up. Jeepers creepers. Failed state's what they want. They want a failed state here to loot us. That's what globalism is. I'm going to Paul Watson. I know he's going to have a loaded hour for you, the powerful info. Look at these other stories. Border Patrol ordered to release illegals still soaking wet from Rio Grande Union, says. Privacy concerns, FBI Director Comey trolled online for taping over his laptop cam. Hey, it's good that he told you that because he knows the CIA and other government agencies can hack into a laptop or very quickly. I pioneered covering stuff with tape and was made fun of more than 17 years ago by national TV for it, repeatedly. I pioneered covering it up. I'm proud of that. It just shows that humanity has power to change things. Black Power public event ejects white woman after she challenges Donald Trump in racist statement. IRS sued for refusing to release secret church investigation procedures. How they're harassing churches. It goes on and on, on and on and on. But before I hand it over to Watson, I didn't really plug last hour, and I desperately need to because that's how we fund our operation. Plus, these are amazing products. DNA Force has BioPPQ, which has 175 studies behind it, in a super concentrated, natural, non-synthetic source. It's patented, only Mitsubishi America has it. We have to buy it from them. Okay, synthetic garbage in a pill bottle with less of this is $50 on average for this dose of BioPPQ. That's only one of the ingredients in DNA Force. $30,000 goes into each run of this. $14,000 a kilo it now is. Okay, this is a nutraceutical. And it's got a bunch of other stuff in it that is so souped up. Comparable formulas are bought in major medical clinics for double or triple the price. Okay, so people won't normally buy super vitamins and stuff. They just don't think it's worth it. So they have doctors sell it and people believe in it. Folks, this is amazing. 4.7 stars. InfoWarsLife.com. We also have AutoShip. Sign up and get 10% off on your orders. Cancel any time and get free shipping on orders above $50. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free. We can answer all your questions. 888-253-3139. Also a big game changer is the X2 Deep Earth Crystal Pure Source Iodine that no one else has. That is the good halogen that, from our research, blocks out the other bad halogens. The thyroid operates off of it. You die without it. It does so much more, folks. Go read the studies. Look at the facts. InfoWarsLife.com. Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality. Anthroplex is now sold out. And don't forget, if you aren't an InfoWars insider, InfoWars.com/newsletter, just click on the front page. Exclusive articles, exclusive videos, exclusive promo codes. It's so key. With more and more net censorship and things happening, that we be able to contact the Patriots and get key data out. Infowars.com/newsletter as well. And I want to send Paul to cover Bilderberg this year. We think we know where it is. I'm not sure. I want to be at the RNC, DNC. We're going to be there. I want to have my reporters out there in a few days in the Colorado to protest. Articles up on Infowars.com at the RNC canceling the election there. And we're going to do it, but it takes funding. So you're getting great products, whether it's a new Hillary for President t-shirt or, you know, whatever the case is, non-GMO heirloom seeds, all of it, shortwave radios, books, videos. InfowarsStore.com is the big umbrella site. InfowarsLife.com is the nutraceutical site. We have the best gravity-fed filter systems out there, the best shower filters out there at the lowest prices. Check them out. InfowarsStore.com, 10% off all of them with promo code WATER. A lot of other specials. Check it out today. Paul Watson, my friend, I'm going to hand the baton to you. Great job with all of the work you're doing. And our hopes and prayers go with you and Steve and the rest of the writers and crew here. I tell you, you've been working with us. I just want a one-minute response. I'm going to go and let you take over. You don't know I'm going to spring this on you, but I really want your real. I know you're a Northern England guy, so you guys are pretty reserved, more than the folks in the South. But your real view on the world, you've been here since you were 20-something. You've been in InfoWars for 14 years, almost 15 years, since right after 9/11. You're 30-something years old now. What is it like for you to see how right we've been? Because I don't take pleasure in it. It's very sickening. But because we've been proven right, we are the zeitgeist. I mean, what is it like to be at the center of the zeitgeist? For me, it's very, very humbling. But it's also just a feeling of destiny and great responsibility, Paul. And then what do you think's coming next? And then you've got the crow's nest here. You're in command, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Alex. Yeah, I mean, the fact that our platform has grown to such an extent that it has over the last 14 years I've been here. And when I started, it was literally just me. You know, you had a couple of people on customer service, a guy helping you with a website. And it's grown to such an extent now that we're reaching, you know, what, 20 million people a week on the radio alone. We're getting viral videos on YouTube all the time. Facebook has just gone through the roof recently.
They're asking on the news and we should be arrested. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. But, I mean, this migrant crisis, which is what I want to get into, we warned from the very start that this would cause civil unrest, social disorder. Now that's beginning to happen. We had more riots in Sweden last week. And now a top professor in Denmark, which is what I want to get onto now, says that civil war is the most likely outcome of the migrant crisis. Now, he's not the first prominent voice in Europe to say this. We had the Swiss People's Party Member of Parliament, Roger Koppel, last week saying that Europe is about to abolish itself because of these megalomaniac policies on behalf of Angela Merkel. We had the Swiss Army Chief, André Blattmann, warning that the risk of social unrest in Europe was intensifying and that everybody should arm themselves. Of course, that's very hard to do when the Finnish government puts out PSAs telling women to use the force to repel would-be rapists. We've got people in Sweden, we've got people in Germany being questioned by the police if they use pepper spray to defend themselves against rapists. So we've got this pushback by the government. They admitted now that after Cologne, after the mass molestation of women, not only in Cologne but other major cities on New Year's Eve, there was an orchestrated effort to cover this up. They're covering it up for their own reason, which is they don't want to legitimize critics of mass immigration. Because if people get the truth about this, and it's only come out on InfoWars, it's only come out with people's personal experiences, because we know the media is covering it up. But if they get the truth about it, if this goes viral in the mainstream, there could very well be social disorder. Because once people know what's actually happening, it's insane. I mean, there's a crime map of just the rapes and the other crimes that have happened in Germany over the last 6 months since this migrant crisis started. And it's just replete with example after example. But this isn't being shown in the mainstream media. They're still showing refugees arriving, and it's little children on boats, even though you can look at the UN's own figures and see that it's 74% men. But if all they do is show you little smiling children arriving on boats in the media, then of course the vast majority of the population is going to be misled. But the Danish professor is warning, and he's an expert on the link between IQ and how that affects migration policies, how that affects Western society. He's saying that the effect of this mass migration crisis will be the collapse of Western civilization. That's not Alex Jones saying that. That's not me saying that. That's a top professor in Denmark. We're going to get more into that after the break on the fourth hour overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. We've also got a top Fed official saying that America is no longer the top country to achieve the American dream. We'll be back with that and more after the break. Don't go away.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formed called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
We are back with the fourth hour overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. I was just getting into this article before the break, which is up on Infowars.com. Professor, Civil War most likely outcome of migrant crisis. This is Professor Helmuth Nyborg, who writes in the Danish newspaper Jylland Posten. Now, he's an expert in the connection between hormones and intelligence. He was one of the guys who did the research, the evolutionary studies, which show that because people from southern climates, as they migrated north, had to deal with harsher weather, with colder weather, they had to scavenge for food, they had to work harder just to survive. That had the effect of making their brains grow larger. And, of course, that's why we see, generally speaking, higher intelligence amongst people who live in the northern hemisphere compared to those who live in the south. Just a fact. Don't get triggered by it being racist. It's a biological evolutionary fact. And of course, we know that lower IQs are linked with more aggression, which is why you see the more migrants we allow into the Western, to Western Europe, to North America, those rape cases will increase, as they're already doing, off the back of over 1 million migrants entering Europe over the past 6 months alone. So he says that low IQ migrants arriving from non-Western countries lead to a decline in the average intelligence of Western societies, therefore a drop in living standards and rising crime rates. This is a quote. In 2016, the current immigration policy gives us three alternatives: submission, repatriation, or civil war. Unless Europe starts to lead a responsible family immigration and integration policy, stated by the theory of evolution, I think civil war is most likely. And he goes on to state that merely invoking the threat of right-wing extremism, as German authorities have done, for anybody who dares to talk about the problems that this may bring, now they're raiding people's apartments in Germany. To merely invoke right-wing extremism isn't going to fix the massive societal breakdown that importing millions of people on a whim over the course of the last 6 months alone will have on society. So again, he's not alone in warning that this is going to lead to societal breakdown. Top military and police chiefs throughout Europe have said the same thing. Top security experts in Germany told Chancellor Angela Merkel last October that the middle class was becoming radicalized. That was their word, radicalized, as a result of her open borders migrant policy. That's why they need to control the media. That's why in Sweden, their top broadcaster has banned the use of the word immigrant. That's why in Germany, their top broadcaster, ZDF, has banned naming rape suspects by their race. Because, according to police, they don't want to legitimize critics of mass migration. That's why one of the top ZDF heads over there, the top German broadcaster, basically quit and said, everything we say about this migrant crisis has to go through the government first. This is state media. They need to control the narrative, because if the true narrative really gets out, there could be massive social disorder. That's why they covered up Cologne in the very first hours and days after the attack. Wasn't even reported on. This mass molestation, which would normally be a huge story right at the turn of the year, wasn't even reported on by any mainstream media outlet for days. Even though it was on social media instantly, they put the clamp down so hard because, again, it counters their narrative. And then it came out that most of the perpetrators, most of which were Moroccan, were not actually newly arrived refugees. Some of them were, but the majority were in Germany for years before this happened. And the left celebrated this. They were like, how dare you blame this on the precious refugees? This was not their fault. Okay, so it was done by people who were supposedly assimilated in Germany, had been there for years, and were supposed to be integrated into society. And yet this is the behavior they continue to carry out. Absolutely ludicrous. So again, we've got another top expert warning that Europe and eventually America, now that those Syrian refugees are coming in too in greater and greater numbers, is now basically under threat of collapse. Of course, it's not going to happen overnight, but he warns that by 2050, Europeans will be a minority in their own countries. within just over 30 years. And of course, the German Green Party politician, we played the clip before, celebrated that fact, said it's a good thing that Germans are going to be completely replaced. We'll get more into this and more news after the break. It's the Alex Jones Show for Power Overdrive. Infowars.com. Stay tuned.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back at the fourth hour overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. In a little while, we're going to get into a new women's rights cause that's being spearheaded by feminists, and that is the right to embrace and celebrate sexually transmitted diseases. This is not a joke. It's not out of the onion. It's not a 4chan troll. This is actually what they're advocating. It trended on Twitter last week. We're going to get into it shortly. But here's an article out of Sky News. Poll, half of Muslims want homosexuality banned. Just over half of Muslims in Britain think homosexuality should be illegal, a survey has revealed. A poll carried out by ICM found that 52% of those quizzed disagreed that homosexuality should be legal in Britain, and 47% said it was unacceptable for a gay or lesbian person to teach in school. So, imagine my shock. They have this massive poll of Muslim attitudes in the United Kingdom. it turns out that Muslims are intolerant and their beliefs aren't compatible with liberal Western society. Now, haven't I been saying that for the past year or so? In fact, I posted this on Twitter back a couple of weeks ago. If you look at the approval ratings for suicide attacks throughout Europe, it's absolutely shocking, and again debunks this narrative that this is only a tiny fringe minority of Muslims. Again, jihadists, people who actually commit terror attacks, who blow themselves up and kill innocent people, yes, that is a tiny fringe minority of Muslims. But as we saw in Molenbeek, Brussels, with Abdeslam, the guy involved in the Paris massacre, he was able to hide out in that Islamic ghetto for over 3 months because he was being helped by friends and neighbors. So you don't just have jihadists that are involved in this, you have Islamists. Outside of that, you have nominal Muslims who decry this, but the Islamists are the major problem because they try, they lobby, in some cases they infiltrate schools and governments to try to impose these intolerant, regressive beliefs on Western society. And if you want to live in an open, tolerant society, if you want a high standard of living, if you support the rule of law over something abysmal and archaic like Sharia law, then this should be a concern. And you can look at the support for terror attacks. As I said, Pew did a poll of Muslim attitudes, and this is back in the news again today because of this UK survey. Percentage of Muslims who think suicide bombings are justified under some circumstances. So in France, 31% of adult Muslims over the age of 30 think suicide bombings are sometimes justified. 31%. Is that a tiny fringe minority? If you look at 18 to 29-year-olds in France, 42% of them think that suicide bombings are sometimes justified. You can look at Germany, where the numbers are less, but no less shocking. 10% of adults say that suicide bombings are sometimes justified. 22% of young people aged 18 to 29 think the same thing. Spain, 22% of adults think suicide bombings are sometimes justified. 29% of young people think the same. Then here in the UK, 17% of adult Muslims think that suicide bombings are sometimes justified, with 35% of young Muslims thinking the same. This is clearly a problem. And it ties into this Sky News article, this survey of 1,000 Muslims that was just carried out over the past few days, because it found out that shockingly, only 34% of Muslims in the United Kingdom would tell the police if they thought someone they knew was getting involved with supporters of terrorism in Syria. So 34% of Muslims, only 34%, would inform the police if they knew a suspected terrorist. So again, that informs us as to why over there in Molenbeek, Belgium, in Brussels, Abdeslam, the Paris massacre plotter, he was involved in the attack, was able to hide out for so many months because he was being supported by this ring of Islamists who were his friends and neighbours, who were radicalised as a result of living in these ghettos, which ISIS in its own manifesto bragged was one of the main ways they would hijack the refugee crisis, to create these ghettos, which they would then radicalise, create this supportive network of Islamists who support jihadists. So, you know, Obama says that terrorism is not an existential threat, and if you look at the figures, yes, it's true that, you know, more people generally die in swimming pool accidents, more people die from bee stings. It's not an existential threat, but it is a threat when these intolerant beliefs are imposed on Western society, because that's what Islam is all about, except for the nominal Muslims who don't support imposing their regressive belief system on the rest of us. This is a problem when over half of Muslims in Britain think that being homosexual should be illegal. And again, that's a fundamentally statist position, you not being able to do with your body what you wish with consenting adults. And again, only 34% would tell the police if they thought someone they knew was involved in terrorism. That's absolutely shocking. And even the former head of Britain's Equalities and Human Rights Commission, Trevor Phillips, this is out of Breitbart, admitted that he got almost everything wrong on Muslim immigration in a damning new report on integration, segregation, and how the followers of Islam are creating nations within nations in the West. So again, you can look at these figures. Only one in five Muslims in Britain never enter a non-Muslim house. Only one in five. 39% of Muslims say women should always obey their husband. 31% of British Muslims support the right of a man to have more than one wife. 23% of Muslims support the introduction of Sharia law rather than the laws laid down by Parliament. And when they asked American Muslims the same question, I believe it was last year, over half said that they would support the introduction of Sharia law, which is not only about, you know, disenfranchising women in divorce courts, it's about chopping people's hands off for stealing. It's about stoning women to death who are accused of adultery. These are not attitudes that we should be importing into the West, because it's going to lead to a more regressive society, a less free society, and in general, a lower standard of living. Now, I mentioned previously, ISIS in its own manifesto saying that they would exploit the refugee crisis to infiltrate jihadists to create these ghettos. This is out of Gateway Pundit. Pakistani Islamists behind Mumbai attacks captured in Austria after entering Europe as a refugee. Well, what do you know? Of course, they captured the man in the hat last week in Brussels. He was involved in the Brussels attack. He also entered Europe as a refugee. Now, Mohammed Ghani Usman and Abdel Hadidi have been arrested at a refugee center in Austria and are believed to be linked to terror groups and suicide bombers who blew themselves up outside the Stade de France in Paris in November. Usman was also behind the deadly Mumbai terrorist attacks in 2008. He actually helped the terrorists build the bombs that were involved in that coordinated shooting and bombing attack that lasted for 4 days across Mumbai. Remember that horror. 174 people killed by these guys just roaming the streets with their Kalashnikovs, their bombs. The guy who helped them make the bombs entered Europe as a refugee, arrested now. But again, this underscores the fact that this migrant red carpet that European governments have laid out is bringing in jihadists. We've been warning about it for months. We had the Paris massacre, the plotter of the attack, who was later killed in a raid by police, bragged about how he infiltrated through Syria as a refugee into Europe. Same thing with the Brussels attack. This is already happening. I warned it would happen even before the Paris attack. Sadly, I was proven right. And God only knows who they're not able to arrest, these jihadists coming in through Syria into Greece, who again are exploiting this refugee program. But don't worry, because in Sweden, they're busing migrants to local schools to re-educate the students about how they should feel about immigration. Of course, Sweden is the liberal basket case of Europe. Their own expert on Islamophobia left the country to join ISIS. That's how trendy he was. Now they're busing in migrants to schools to try and re-educate young children in Sweden. This is out of Breitbart again. A Swedish member of parliament has expressed his frustration after revelations a Swedish school engaged in social engineering to change the political views of their young pupils. So now they're bringing in migrants, telling their sob stories, because they were concerned about the fact that 25% of these students expressed support for an anti-immigration party in Sweden, which is having a lot of success in the polls recently. So it's right down to the high school level that they're now trying to re-educate people, to indoctrinate them as the future generation, who is going to be replaced by these migrants while their own leaders support it, while young women are being raped across Europe as a result of this influx. Again, completely astounding. And of course, over in Pakistan, recently, they struggled to pass a law to ban the, quote, right of husbands to abuse and murder their wives in honor killings. There's a huge campaign against that because they believe that under the Quran, and they actually cite the Quranic verses where it justifies this, they should have the right to physically abuse and murder their own wives and daughters. Of course, you would expect there would be a massive feminist outcry against this. Of course, a huge violation of women's rights, placing women in extreme danger. They were about to pass the law, which would hopefully begin to bring this to an end. Are feminists out on the street in protest against the people who are trying to prevent this law going through? Well, no. They're celebrating how STDs are a new form of female empowerment. That's right. This is not a joke. There's actually a video I put out a couple of hours ago up on Infowars.com called Feminists Celebrate Sexually Transmitted Diseases. Now, this wasn't just a gaggle of, you know, insane people on Twitter, on Tumblr. This was actually quite a prominent feminist behind this campaign, Ella Dawson. And she's been given a lot of positive press over this new women's rights movement, which is about embracing and championing STDs, things like gonorrhea and herpes, as a new women's rights movement, because they shouldn't be publicly shamed, they shouldn't be shamed at all for having these diseases. So, of course, she's a self-described feminist. Imagine my shock, she's a gender studies graduate who says that she's herpes positive and quote, pretty cool with it. This is the tweet she sent out a few days ago on Twitter. Part of this trending hashtag, it actually started trending on Twitter, I believe it was on Friday night. She said, quote, this is one of the top feminists being celebrated by the mainstream media. I'm not interested in playing identity politics. I'm a slut, and I have herpes. I still am a person who deserves respect. This is the new cause that they've embraced, having herpes, having gonorrhea, not by accident, as a result, in her own words, because she's a slut, this is the new thing that they're educating young women to embrace. So again, I don't need to go into the gory details of herpes, but obviously it's a lifelong incurable disease. You can only treat the symptoms. It can damage the central nervous system. It can lead to Alzheimer's. Again, feminists hate women. This is the point I make over and over again. They got behind a body acceptance movement that teaches women being chronically obese is a social justice cause. Okay, it's not a social justice cause. Having something that can lead to Alzheimer's, having something that can damage your central nervous system, that's unhealthy. We shouldn't be promoting the embracement of that by young women. It's not a social justice cause. So again, it goes on, and all these tweets are featured in the article. Again, it was given positive press coverage. This is what maintains this absolutely insane narrative that these third wave feminists come up with over and over again. Revelist.com put out an article praising this movement, praising this glorification of sexually transmitted diseases as, quote, brave individuals fighting STI stigma and shouting their status. So you've got women in Iran pulling off their hijabs, being threatened with rape for doing so because they're actually fighting for genuine women's rights issues. But that's not important. Embracing the fact that you've got gonorrhea, that's important to feminists. This is why third wave feminism is, again, incredibly harmful to women. Here's another tweet that was sent out under this Shout Your Status hashtag, which started trending on Twitter on Friday. Quote, I have herpes type 1, the kind most folks have orally. I have it genitally. It's no big deal. Most people have it. I'm still hot AF. Well, as I point out in the video, having an unsightly, lifelong, incurable infection that gives you brain damage is not hot. Something that makes your nether regions look like a meth addict's face, that's not hot. But again, this is the major human rights cause that feminists have now embraced, while in Pakistan, women are fighting for a law to prevent them from being physically abused and murdered in honor killings. This is the total disconnect between third-wave feminism and actual women's rights, which they consistently ignore. Here's another tweet that was sent out under this hashtag. And apologies if you're eating your lunch or dinner right now, because this is pretty disgusting. But we have to point out that it's disgusting because the media is treating it as a social justice issue. Quote, I'll keep saying it until I'm blue in the face. STIs are not a consequence of poor decisions or bad character. Well, yes, they are. Again, this is this whole narcissistic societal attitude that we've got going on right now amongst the left, amongst the social justice warriors, that nothing whatsoever is their fault. That they're so entitled, they don't need to take responsibility for their actions. But it goes even deeper than that. You know, we've got this whole thing of self-empowerment. But it's not even real self-empowerment. It's completely phony. This narrative that encourages people to celebrate anything and everything as a form of empowerment. Just like the fat pride movement. Celebrating being chronically obese, having heart problems, having diabetes as something praiseworthy, as something that everybody else should embrace. And if they, God forbid, criticize you for that, for daring to suggest that being obese is a bad lifestyle choice, getting herpes, getting STDs is a bad lifestyle choice, then they're harassing you, they're hating on you. We'll be back with more news after the break. It's the Alex Jones Show, 4th Hour Overdrive. Stay tuned.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Back to the final segment of the Alex Jones Show, 4th Hour Overdrive. Before the break, I was getting into the fact that feminists are now celebrating their STDs, their sexually transmitted diseases, as a form of female empowerment. And again, it's all about this narcissistic society that refuses to take responsibility for its own bad lifestyle decisions, for its own negative behavior. We had an article back in March, blogger celebrates her awesome abortion. It was a joyful experience. So again, it's about flipping this a 180 completely, taking something that is sick, no matter what you think about abortion, celebrating it as some wonderful human right is completely demented. Celebrating sexually transmitted diseases as something, you know, empowering to women, that's harmful to women. Why I say it again and again, feminists hate women. They promote causes which are actually harmful to women, that are harmful to gender relations, and this is just the latest example of that. So go check out that video on Infowars.com, Feminists Celebrate Sexually Transmitted Diseases. Get that video and share it. Now, before the segment that I came on, Alex was talking about Obama and playing this clip where he claims that the economic recovery, saving America from the Great Depression, was one of his greatest achievements. Well, now a top Fed official has come out and said America no longer top country to achieve American dream. Federal Reserve official William Dudley said America is no longer the top country for achieving the American dream in remarks on economic opportunity and income mobility at a conference in New York on Monday. Quote, while income mobility in the United States has been relatively unchanged, it remains well below several other nations. The probability of moving from the bottom quintile to the top quintile is 7.5% in the US as compared to 11.7% in Denmark and 13.5% in Canada. So even the socialist havens of Canada and Denmark are now outperforming the United States in terms of this metric, which again is why Trump has proven so popular with the blue-collar voters. They've seen their jobs shipped offshore. They've seen a complete lack of that ability to be socially mobile. That's been taken away from them. And that's why they're coming out in droves for Donald Trump. Over in Venezuela, of course, a couple of days ago again on Twitter, we had the hashtag trending, resist capitalism. They were tweeting it from their iPhones using Twitter and the internet, all three of which wouldn't exist without capitalism. And now the perfect example of what happens when you do resist capitalism is coming to the fore in Venezuela. This is Zero Hedge. It's pure chaos now. There's no way back. Venezuela morgues are overflowing. They've basically gone to a four-day week. Everything's beginning to collapse. They talked about people who work in the morgue there who were a decade ago receiving 7 or 8 bodies every weekend. These days, this is a quote, that number has risen to between 40 and 50. This is now wilder than the Wild West. There are widespread reports of lynching. There's a lack of basic goods. Analysts warn the economic crisis risks turning it into a humanitarian one. So it's gone from just there not being enough toilet paper on the shelves. Now lynchings are happening. The body count is rising. And this is what happens in the final stages of the collapse of a socialist country. So I would suggest that we don't resist free market capitalism and that we embrace it. A couple of final stories. Gallup is reporting US worries about race relations reach a new high. Well, of course, that's because of the incredibly divisive and harmful Black Lives Matter movement, which the mainstream media and Obama has supported. So we'll continue to watch that. More breaking news at Infowars.com. Stay tuned tonight for the Infowars Nightly News. Alex will be back 11 to 2 tomorrow. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. Thanks for joining us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.